Castle Ribnica, from the Romanesque period to the present. The Castle Ribnica was built in the early 12th century. It was built by its first owners, the Counts of Turjak. It is located in the center of Ribnica, next to the river Bistrica. The castle core was originally a two-story building and based on the incorrect pentagonal surface. The outer walls were over 2 meters thick because of the flat land position. They reached to the top of the first floor. During construction, mainly rocks, limestone and concrete were used. During the Turkish invasions, the castle was enclosed by walls for protection against the Turks. The corners were fortified with angular towers. Around the new entrance, a water ditch was arranged, which was connected to the river Bistrica. The castle was later restored in late Renaissance style, which is known as Baroque style. In place of the defensive towers, residential buildings and the outbuilding were built. The defensive ditch was drained, the castle garden was arranged, and small windows were replaced with larger. The castle was decorated with butt-shaped arches, towery arcades, the castle core was enlarged. In 1810, the castle came into possession of the family Rudes. In those times, it was given a classicistic image. The castle was burned in 1944. It was only partially renovated. The plan for renovation was made by Cyril Taucar. The castle towers were renovated and connected with a new hallway. The castle core was demolished. Castles were not only important in the Middle Ages, but also in the New Age because they represented military, defense, administrative, and economic centers. They also represented built symbols of their owners who lived in them. They left a big mark in culture and art because they were predecessors of today's museums and galleries. The castle Ribnica was built along the medieval trade route which still connects Ribnica and Ljubljana. Castles were largely built on slopes to ensure safety. Because of that, the castle Ribnica has a special and unusual position since it is located in the flatlands. Before the arson in World War II, the castle was one of the most important castles of the former land Carniola. It was one of the few water castles in Slovenia because it is located in the flatlands and it is surrounded by water ditches. Today, a museum is located in the castle Ribnica, where the exhibition with the title Boj krvavi zoper čarovniško zaliko, Bloody Fight Against the Witch Brood, is set up. It presents witchcraft in Slovenia because the last witch, Marina Češarek, who was accused of witchcraft in Slovenia, was burned in Ribnica in 1701. There is an exhibition of replicas of torture devices, such as the witch chair. To make the story of Marina Češarek easier to understand, a soundtrack is available. A park called Park Kulturnikov, Park of Cultural Workers, is located at the site of the former castle core where images of cultural workers are carved out of stone. The cultural workers were important for the development of Ribnica. Next to the park, the monument to the fallen soldiers from surrounding villages is located. Under the castle hallway, a seasonal theater is located where performances take place. In the site of the former cafe, there is now a wedding hall.